Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hi, I'm Dirk, and I'm your host to this all-new podcast, the Lake Life Weekend podcast that you have found over the internet, and I'm happy about that. Thank you for joining in. And you probably wonder what this is all about and who is behind it and what are we having planned for the future. Well, I would like to bring some light into this. I said I'm Dirk. I'm recently relocated, actually. Not that recent anymore, but as you may be able to tell by my accent, I'm not originally from Minnesota. I am from Germany, and I moved here first to Fargo in 2009. And that's the beginning of my story. I learned about Lakes Country, actually not really, by coincidence. And then I relocated here in 2014. I got involved into real estate in the area, and that got me into this whole lakes thing, I should say. And it has been a not just a blessing, but it has been eye-opening, and it has really had a great impact on my life. And I think as it does on all yours, lake life is something really special. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle decision. It's something that we all want to do and that we actually all do. Whether we live on a lake or we just visit a lake, we boat on a lake or we ice fish on a lake, or we just enjoy hiking the trails of the state parks, lake life is what we have. We have Minnesota, state of the 10,000 lakes. There's definitely a lot of lakes. And how did I actually come to the area in the first place? Maybe I want to speak about that a little bit. I was a foreign exchange student in 1996, and I went to Barnesville High School. I-94, you probably all know it. It was a great time. It was a very challenging time. I was 16 at that in that year, and I turned 17, I guess, and I was a senior, and I graduated from Barnesville High, and I still have contact to a lot of those graduates, and including my host family that endured with me. I must say it was challenging. I don't know, maybe you have experienced that. You have hosted a foreign exchange student, and it's enriching, not just for the family, I hope, but truly for the host, for the exchange student. It changed my life completely, and I don't even know why, but this Minnesota became the center of my life now, and it's good. So that kind of leads into this podcast and everything I'm doing here, actually, which is kind of fun. And that was a little anecdote, and I want you to get to know me a little bit as you hopefully tune in into the next few weeks to hear what we have to say and what we're describing. But when I go home now to Germany, the other home, the moment I arrive, I kind of feel homesick for Minnesota. That's a really unique experience that I made over the past couple of years. And not only has to do with my son that I have here. He's 8 years old right now, and he's just a blessing, and he enjoys lake life with me all the time. But I don't know, I just feel very connected to this area. And maybe it is because I am an outdoorsy person. I'm not really like a guy that goes to tent. That's not really my thing, but I have a dog. Probably we'll speak about him in the future too. I have a Vizsla. He's a Hungarian Vizsla. It's a pointer. It's actually a hunting dog, and he needs a lot of time outside. And I have access to some forests, some woods here where I live, and there's some beautiful trails, and there's some public land. And well, actually, I need to take a walk for over an hour a day to get this dog kind of connected and calm. And it's beautiful. It just is good for me too. And Minnesota allows us to do this. It's a really beautiful state to connect to nature. So this lake life podcast is not just about water skiing and boating and fishing. It truly involves the lakes, of course, but it should also involve many more activities that we do here year round. And that's one thing that I learned too. It's not just the lakes when they're open. It's the lakes when they're frozen. It's the trails that we have when we have snow, and we have over 200 groomed miles of snowmobile trails in Becker County alone. And we now have the Detroit Lakes Mountain as a little escape in the winter month. We have a bar on Lake Lyder that opens in the ice fishing season. It's just so much going on year round, which I think is awesome, and which I think should be talked about. And I'm an event guy. I'm a guy that participates where something is going on. I'm coming from a metropolitan area in Germany, subways, Autobahn, 4 million people in an area a little bit bigger than Minneapolis even. And it's always loud and noisy, and there's fun things to do. And now, as I enjoy the quietness on the one hand, connecting to nature, I do like events. And I'm not just talking about a concert or the mountain. I'm speaking about all the little events that we have going on here. The Loony Days, Potato Days, Turtle Days, all those sort of things. Wii Fest. So many outdoors things and indoor parties, like Zorbis at the lake in Detroit Lakes has this. Yeah, it's a disco, it's a DJ night and karaoke, but there's a lot of things that you enjoy, that you all enjoy. The only obstacle that I had, finding out about them. So where, when is what happening? And there's not one platform that allows you to research all those things. It's all a little bit scattered around. There's bits and pieces here, there's a little bit there, and then you have to spend so much time on the internet and in the newspapers and the magazines, wherever you try to find out, to learn, what should I do this weekend? Where should I go? And so I wanted to actually change that. And that's why this lakelifeweekend.com website was born, with an event schedule and a little news section. And then this podcast where we can talk about it. We can highlight some things. We can speak about what's coming up this weekend. As you may have noticed, we number those episodes here. This is weekend 13. So this little pilot podcast will actually launch in week 13 of the year, and so on. So every new week, we're gonna number by its calendarial week, and then you know what's going on this weekend that you are at the lake. That's the idea. And the highlight actually of this podcast will be that we invite guests. So we have little interview sections with people behind the scenes, people that organize things, or people that run a business that you have never heard of, like fly fishing in Perm, for example. Or I don't even want to tell you all about the list that we have. We already have 40 people on our list that we want to interview over the next weeks. And I think it's going to be really exciting to tune in and to listen to what those people have to tell about their lake life and what they're doing, or how they arrived here, where they're coming from, what their plans are, and all those things. So this podcast is actually the combination of our event calendar, our little news update, and featuring, highlighting a guest. So yeah, I'm really excited about it. I don't know if this comes across. This is a podcast. This is pretty informal. I'm actually recording this in my guest bedroom here in on Lake Seven. I live on the lake, pretty small lake, extremely clear though, one of the finest in the area, in fact. Right behind Spanky's here, between Virgus and Frazee, and It's really off the grid. Ah, no, it's probably not off the grid. You will be laughing. You probably have a hunting cabin up north, and that's truly off grid. But for me, this is pretty off grid already. But I do have electricity, of course, and all that such. But I like to hang out here, and I love visiting Virgis and all those small places. And that's where we're recording this. And I have a lot of fun already, and I know what's coming next. And I invite you to tune in every week, download this pilot, not this pilot, download each podcast, and listen to it while you're traveling to your lake cabin. Listen to it when you're here, or when you're still in Fargo, or if you already live here permanently in the lakes country, just listen to us and find out what's going on in the area, and meet some of your neighbors and our guests that we invite. And if you ever want to contribute to this podcast, please feel free to email us. We have an email installed, hello@lakelifeweekend.com, so you can email us suggestions, feedback, all those kinds of things. You can maybe even send a request to be on our show. That would be fun. And I think that's it for now. Hope I introduced myself properly to you. And this weekend, I don't even know what's going on. What is it? We have some things going on next weekend, so we will tell you about that. I will actually take it low this weekend. It's just warming up. The water is still frozen, a little bit of water here and there, but I take low for this weekend. I hope you have a great time getting ready for lake life, and I hope you hear us next week. Thank you.